Hello, I'm Dr. Gerald Chodak from Medscape. At the GU ASCO meeting in February of 2013, Nabeed presented a study comparing 18 months to 36 months of hormone therapy for men getting radiation to treat their high-risk prostate cancer. That included men with a PSA greater than 20 nanograms per ml, a Gleason score of 8, 9, or 10, or a T3 or T4 clinical stage disease. The study has been maturing with median follow-up nearly of 7 years, and the projected overall survival at 10 years shows no statistically significant difference. Now, the study has been designed as a non-inferiority trial, and so far the number of deaths are such that there is a wide hazard ratio. It is possible, according to Dr. D'Amico, who reviewed this study, that there could be a 59% worse survival with the shorter course of hormone therapy. And the reason for the wide confidence interval is that there have not been enough events of deaths in the study so far. So further time or more time is going to be needed so that the results can mature and see if the hazard ratios narrow. So what does that mean for treating men today? Is it sufficient to say to them that 18 months is a reasonable alternative to the 36 months of treatment? Or do we have to be careful how we word that? What we can say at the present time is that the study shows that the 36 months is not better than 18 months, but it's still possible that 18 months could be worse. Now, this may seem like a word game to you, but it has to do with how statistical information is presented to patients. The good news is that as this study has matured so far, it would seem that we have the opportunity to reduce the side effects or the duration of side effects that men are facing. I know in my own experience that many men were reluctant to take 36 months of hormone therapy, even though it improves survival. So for the moment, I think we can have a careful discussion with our patients and say, it appears that 18 months is a reasonable alternative. And we don't know that for sure, but if you would rather go with the shorter course of therapy, at least we believe that 18 months is reasonable to consider at the present time, recognizing that we still need longer follow-up to know for sure. I think this is a very important study. It's well done. The groups were well matched, and the analysis so far has given us that information. And hopefully, further follow-up will prove that 18 months is sufficient. I look forward to your comments. Thank you.